In the UK, we used to do something similar with a variety of apples called Cox's Orange Pippin. You would shake the apple, and if it was ripe, the seeds would make a gentle rattling sound. Now we have largely lost the sensory experience of handling food when we buy it. All over the world, open-air markets are being supplanted by supermarket shopping. The seductive promise of the supermarket is that it will do most of the job of hunting and gathering for you. All of the produce for sale in these vast cathedrals of commerce has already been vetted and packaged and labelled and then assembled under one roof by someone else for your convenience, so that you can focus your time and energy on other things. I will never forget how ecstatic my mother was on her trips to the first big Sainsbury's in our town in the early 1980s. This anonymous and well-stocked marketplace spared her, a working parent, the bother of traipsing between separate markets and shops such as grocers and bakers, as she had previously done. One of the trade-offs of this convenience, however, was that food shopping became something less sensory than it had been before. When I try to remember how the Sainsbury's of my childhood smelled, my mind is a blank, whereas I can still vividly recall the fresh, grassy smell of the greengrocers where my mother used to go before, and the stale blood odour of the butcher where we bought our joint for the Sunday roast, and the heavenly scent of the warm bags of freshly ground coffee from the tiny coffee shop in the covered market. In the early 2000s, two French sociologists studied how the sensory experience of food shopping started to change in Vietnam with the arrival of supermarkets. They found that in traditional markets, Vietnamese shoppers tended to pay great attention to the sensory qualities of different foods. They looked carefully for tomatoes that were pinky red in colour, with intact stalks, suggesting that the tomatoes had not travelled far. When buying meat, they smelled it and touched it with a finger to check for freshness. With the rapid expansion of supermarkets in Vietnam, this kind of close sensory observation became impossible. In supermarkets, I buy without looking, said one respondent. A similar process has taken place in Hong Kong, where researchers found that older shoppers had a much wider food smell vocabulary than younger people. Older people had words for the particular odour of salted fish, of old tofu, and of stale peanuts, whereas younger shoppers tended to speak only of food that was fragrant and food that was stinky. All of this is part of a bigger revolution in eating over the past 50 to 70 years.